Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics, query your minds for questions that require answering, implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down, and you up so bad you will wish we didn't up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to episode 23 of Zelda Working Title Podcast. How are you guys doing today?
I didn't ask for the listeners, or...
That was for the listeners.
But...
And I hear they're doing well. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm a little sick. I got a little bit of that cold, a little bit of Lou Gehrig's disease, Lou Bega's disease, Mambo number 5, you know. It's not going too good, but... Things are always looking up.
You know,
I'm a positive person.
Good.
I put it on my vision board. I'm going to get better. You know, one day I'll recover. Even if I don't have all my organs, who needs them?
Well, glad to hear you're so positive about it. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm sad that Matt might lose all his organs.
Oh, well, that's very caring of you.
Well, no. And when I say, I don't mean internal organs. I mean, I might have to sell my prized collection of organs to pay for the surgery necessary to get better.
How many organs do you have?
At my house or in storage or together?
I don't know. I guess how many organs do you have to sell for your surgery?
Well, I'm hoping only about 5 or 10 K.
All right.
K. 5 or 10 K.
Organs?
5 or 10,
5,000 organs, not $5,000 worth of organs?
Yeah, 5,000 organs.
Where do you put all those?
Storage. Yeah. I keep them in Oregon, the state, because I think it's funny. There's a lot. Like, if you go out into the Oregon wilderness, you'll find a lot of organs.
Yeah.
And people think it's some kind of surreal art project, but it's just I ran out of space. So.
So if people just see him on the side of the road, are they allowed to take him?
No. They can buy him from me.
Well, how are you going to stop him? Do you have, like, organ police?
Oh, it's you know, it's the goodwill of mankind.
Scout's honor.
Scout's honor.
All right. Well, good to know.
That was my unnecessarily long introduction.
Well, thanks. All right. So, I guess we're just going to get on into it. It's probably not going to be that long of a podcast.
Well, you didn't even say who's on the podcast.
I said, hi, Matt. And then you said, oh, hi, Adam. Organs.
Yeah, but how will we know who else is on the podcast?
No one else is in the podcast. I'm okay. In the podcast. I'm doing well.
This,
what about Alex?
This podcast is in memory of Nick. Never forget.
Yeah.
I
don't want to say anything about Nick. Nick died on the Titanic.
Titanic.
Yeah. He was...
That's sad.
He tried to make a boat out of DVD copies of Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
"Yeah, I can't imagine that would work very well.
I can't imagine that he wouldn't do such a thing for his love of James Cameron.
James Cameron. Avatar. Avatar is rolling in, is making so much money. I think it's only fitting that James Cameron's he pays for Nick's funeral. I think it's
speaking
only
of
right.
Avatar, did you guys? I didn't know this until a few days ago, but Avatar: The Last Airbender is now just The Last Airbender."
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Because Avatar took the name first.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's kind of disappointing.
Did they have, like, copyright problems?
I don't know.
Yeah. They did.
I mean, I think, like, The Last Airbender, I saw the trailer for that way before I knew anything about James Cameron's Avatar, so I don't know what happened.
Well, it's because James Cameron's Avatar been in production for, like, 4 years, so.
Wow. All right, well, now you know.
Because it's one of the greatest movies. I just think they shouldn't be allowed to make movies anymore. Just because it's already been done.
Well, what about Avatar 2 and 3?
Well, those are the only ones. That's it.
All right.
That's all I want. That's all I want to see.
Good. All right. So, Alex, what games have you been gaming?
I've been playing Beautiful Joe.
Good.
First one. And trying to finish up No More Heroes. I think I'm up to... the third boss. I beat the guy with the baseball stadium. I just haven't had time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that game is so good.
Oh, the baseball stadium guy is really cool.
You know, the game could be a lot better. I think it's...
Yeah? Well, I hear
two fixes, you know, a lot of, like, that traveling crap, which is nice. But, I mean, even then, some of, like, the gameplay stuff could be a little more refined.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious to see how the Xbox and PS3 version is going to work, if it's anything different other than, like, graphics and, you know, better processing speed or whatever.
I can't imagine it being much better, just because...
Yeah.
His...
Well, I mean, it's going to be much better, because all the women are naked.
Yeah, but other...
Really? I'm buying it.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
But other than that, I mean, Suda's games aren't traditionally very refined. If anybody's played Killer 7, that game is hard. It's
they're good ideas and they're fun.
Great ideas, but the execution is sort of like he misses the finer points of making a good game.
No, you just don't get it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's beyond you.
Well, when I get drunk, I understand.
Mm.
So you always understand. You're perpetually drunk.
I try to be perpetually drunk, but then
this podcast
so you can understand.
Yeah,
this podcast has destroyed Alex's liver.
Yeah, I would agree with.
We
that.
Should keep the microphone on Alex's liver.
I'm turning. And I'm turning
slowly disintegrating.
We would hear, "Oh my God, I'm dying!"
I'm turning more yellow than an Asian man should be.
Oh no!
And Matt's dying.
I'm just
dying of the swine flu, and
you're dying of jaundice. I'm just dying. Natural causes.
Fucking Mexicans.
Okay, Matt, what games have you been playing?
I've been playing a little bit as a new Zelda game. I bought it on its 2 month.
Has it been 2 months?
Yeah, I know. I actually did buy it exactly 2 months after it came out. You can't say a 2 month anniversary because anniversary means year. It's
like
2 month
anniversary
commemoration. We remember, never forget about when it came out. Spirit Tracks for DS.
Very good.
I have to say, great graphics, amazing animation. It is probably my favorite. It's the best looking DS game I've played ever. It looks like, imagine,
it looks like Jesus in portable.
Imagine if, like, how refined Wind Waker looks. Like, how smooth everything looks in that game, but done slightly worse because of the processing power. Like, I mean, I know this sounds bad, but it looks like a...
No, it's true. It's
an in-between of like, Majora's Mask and Wind Waker. But it looks really nice. And it's definitely... I hope that the next Pokemon game looks like that, because it...
It won't.
I know it won't. It'll be silly, stupid 2D, and... Because it has such nice animations, and all the colors are super cool. Like... Especially the facial expressions are so cartoony, and the
you know, I wasn't lying when I was saying it was a good game.
No, and it has probably the best character acting of any Zelda game yet.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It's fun. It's a good game. I suggest everyone buy it. You know, you're probably waiting for my review to buy it, as opposed to Adam's review.
Of course, of course.
So I say go out and get it. It's worth it. It was $35, and I don't regret anything. Mm-hmm. Even though now I can't buy any birthday presents for anyone. So.
Aww.
Especially not Kenzia.
We'll get to that a little later.
And I also have been playing my 5-year-old brother found Lego Star Wars Complete Saga at Walmart for $10, and
nice.
He bought it
for Wii.
For Wii,
okay.
I have it for 360, but I got it for Christmas, and my 360 has been broken since then, so I haven't played it on 360. But the Wii version is really fun. It's kind of, some parts are really hard for little kids. That game is, it's a decent game that has terrible level design though, especially especially in the prequel ones. Once you get to the original trilogy, it gets a little better, but it is so confusing in some parts. Like, I was having trouble navigating some of those levels because they're so directionless and open.
Did you see that they're making Clone Wars, Lego Clone Wars series?
Yes, and Adam will love that. Not you, my little brother Adam.
Right, other Adam. Little Adam.
Because my little brother's name is Adam, too. And he's going to love that one. And they're supposed to fix a lot of things, I guess.
It looks so bad.
I also have Lego Indiana Jones for 360.
I heard that wasn't all that great.
Well, what about, like, Lego anything after Lego Star Wars wasn't that great.
Did you get Lego Rock Band?
No. Because Adam doesn't like Rock Band. He likes the idea of it. Well, here's what happens with Adam and Rock Band. I'll play Beatles Rock Band, right? And he'll walk in and go, I want to play Beatles Rock Band. I'm like, okay, but you're...
Then he's not coordinated enough.
I'm like, you don't like this game. You get mad every time you play it. He's like, no, I want to play it now. And so he'll play, I'll put him on drums, and he won't be able to do it. And then he just gets mad, and within 10 seconds to a song, he doesn't want to play it. So he'll throw it down. And then he'll be like, okay, now I want to move over your guitar. And I'm like, okay, but you get mad at this one, too. And he's like, no, I want to play it. And then he'll play guitar, and then he'll get mad 15 seconds into the game. And then he walks out. But anytime I play that game,
reason I would want to play Lego Rock Band is to play Ghostbusters. It's in there.
That's in there.
I don't know, because awesome. They had a lawsuit against the Ray Parker. What the hell was that guy's name?
Oh my god.
Ray Parker Jr. Like, they had a lawsuit with that, but I think that's in there, and I saw a video of it. It looked awesome. But then I was like, oh, maybe I should pick this up. I'm like, wait, I'm not going to fucking pick up a $60 or $50 game just to play a song.
I think it was only $20.
That game wasn't even made by Harmonix anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I found that out. It's published by Harmonix, but... Or not published, or produced or something, but it is made by a different studio.
But I wasn't gonna, if it's only $20, maybe...
I think it was at one point, like during the holidays or something.
I mean,
I think it was free if you bought another game with it at some store. I forget.
Me and Danny played it at PAX. It was all right.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to pick it up for one song.
But Beatles Rock Band is the best version of Rock Band, so just stick with that.
All right. Okay, well, I have been playing some Heavy Rain. The demo is out, and it's incredible. It made me want the game.
Is there super nudity in the demo?
No, unfortunately.
Not gonna play it.
Will doesn't like the idea of Heavy Rain, and he was kind of talking to me about it, and it kind of made me almost second-guess myself, but then I played the demo, and I was like,
what did
fuck
he like
you,
about
Will,
it?
I'm getting this game. I don't know. He doesn't like the idea of a game that's fully automated by, like, QuickTime events. I think is his main gripe.
Wasn't Shenmue pretty much that?
No.
Was it? I don't know.
No.
I don't
Shenmue,
really remember.
Shenmue has a lot of QuickTime events for almost everything, but you still walk around. Like, Heavy Rain, you don't even walk without using QuickTime events, right?
No, the way you walk is you hold down R2, or L2, and you use the control stick to direct which way you're going.
Yeah, that's the greatest walking scheme of all time. Actually, that is retarded. Why did they have to add an extra button to it?
I'm not sure.
That is so stupid. They had to add an extra button
to
walking.
That really doesn't make me want to buy the game.
Well, you don't have a PS3, so you don't have a choice.
Alex, donating my PS3 to you just so you can defiantly not purchase this game.
Okay. Let me send you the address. Okay.
Well, just say,
I'll
say
send
it
you
on the podcast.
At the end of this podcast.
Say it.
Okay. Wait, let me get the address out because it's a PO box.
All right. So, I highly suggest that if you have a PS3, you get the demo. You know, it's totally free. I think by now it's up on the PSN store. I know earlier this week when I got it, there was like a special online thing that you had to do to get it. But I'm pretty sure now you can just go online on the PS store and get it. So, again, I encourage everybody to get it. Even if you're not interested, you know, I think you should at least see what it's like, because it's going to be fantastic.
Speaking of demos, I know you talked about it last time, but Alien vs. Predator is out.
Yeah, I haven't played that.
I downloaded it, and people were talking about how ridiculous the matchmaking system is and how long it takes. Mm-hmm. Like, can't be that bad. I was sitting in a match I was sitting in a waiting room for 15 minutes, and it didn't find a match.
Oh.
And I gave up. I'm just like, this... And it doesn't have any indication that it's even working. It just sits you at a blank screen and says, searching.
Awesome.
Or something like that. And then it didn't do anything. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to play this game.
Mm.
Delete it.
Too bad. All right. Oh, and I played some DBZ Tenkaichi 3 today. Because I had the urge
Is that for Wii?
Yeah, to wail my arms around and yell Kamehameha.
Is that fun?
At myself. I love it. It's a very fun game. So let's see. Adam's News Hour. Let's go over some games that came out. BioShock 2 came out for PS3, 360, and PC. Dante's Inferno came out for PS3 and 360.
I was watching my good friend, Kyle Daniels, who's been on this podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing BioShock 2 at Nick's house the other day, so yeah. I got to see some of it. It's kind of cool. You're a big daddy. You get to use that drill arm. The graphics are worse than the first BioShock, which is weird.
Huh.
Well,
it is a prequel, so, you know, they didn't have as advanced technology back then.
Is it really a prequel?
Pretty sure.
I don't think it is. It's 10 years after the first game, I thought.
I thought it was before the first game. I don't know, I haven't played the first one, so.
I don't know.
I'm not the best person to talk to about it.
It looks okay, I don't know, the first BioShock didn't look that interesting to me either. Personally, and I was kind of upset that... I know it's a sequel, so of course that it's going to look similar to the first game, but the first game, they're talking about all these innovations and how it's just completely unlike any other game, and for the sequel to be the exact same thing...
Yeah.
I thought that was
kind of
lame.
That was kind of a lot of people's problem.
Yeah, and I don't even think that... Did the first one really need a sequel? That's my thing, is... I didn't expect a sequel for that game at all. But I guess that's what happens when... it makes money, because as you can see, the original studio didn't even develop it, so I'm sure they didn't want to do a sequel.
Well, I don't know. There's online play, though.
Oh, I'm getting it. Online play.
Mm.
I'm going to frag my buddies.
That makes it worth...
Totally.
So
totally.
Much. So much.
So let's see.
Farmville has online play.
For Wii, we got Bloons and Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll.
Bloons?
And I know... Bloons. B-L-O-O-N-S. Balloons.
Why didn't they ask us to do the soundtrack for it?
I don't know.
Just think, Balloons with Balloons is fun for the soundtrack.
Yeah, I don't know. You should have emailed them. Said, like, hey, we should make music for your game. And they would have been like, okay. But
I think the man didn't want you to make money, Matt.
Gotta be a starving artist forever.
Yeah.
Maybe a conflict of interest between you and Disney.
Probably.
That's Nick.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't have anything to do
never
with Disney.
Never forget 9/11.
All right.
Nick.
So, I know how many of you enjoyed Scene at Twilight on your Wii. Good news for you, it came out on DS. So now you can, you know, take it with you while you're traveling. You know, while you're out with your little vampire friends, you can just be playing Scene at Twilight and, you know, it's not something you have to stay in your home anymore to play. You can just play it anywhere.
I think it's intentionally done to weed out Twilight fans that may be hiding in the darkness. So
maybe
that,
get them outside, get some sunshine?
No, so that the rest of us can beat the shit out of them for playing,
that
for
is
liking
not nice.
Twilight.
You
know
don't
what?
Beat, you kill them, Alex. You end their existence. You don't make them suffer.
You make
you don't
them
make
suffer
them
first.
Just kill them, get it over with.
Look, these are people that believe that vampires sparkle in the light.
Have you ever seen a vampire, Alex?
Yes, I have.
No, I don't believe you.
A vampire that isn't a fat goth girl who loves Wiccans.
Wait, what do you mean by quote-unquote real life?
with your eyes in a physical form, not on a television screen or a screen of any kind that's moving and alive. Or I guess they're not alive, undead.
I mean, possibly.
No, you haven't seen a vampire, so you don't know if they sparkle. That's the point.
I don't think a fucking
don't
Mormon
get on
woman...
Twilight fans because they think vampires sparkle, because you don't know if they sparkle or not.
Look, their leader is a freaking Mormon lady that says that she's crazy.
Have you read Twilight, Alex?
Do I want to
I
read Twilight?
I think all you need to know about Twilight is that one video somebody posted on the boards of that lady saying how you should be more like Edward. Did you guys watch that video?
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah, I saw parts of it, and...
That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
You know, the series itself is, in many ways, demeaning to women.
No, Alex, don't talk bad about it. You'll scare away all the 15-year-old girls who listen to our podcast.
I'm scaring away the demographic.
I know, our demographic has a big crossover into Twilight.
Okay.
We're all a bunch of Twilight guys over here. It's our favorite thing.
Nick looks like Edward.
He does.
So, Nick does need fans. And
Was there a Googie type vampire in that one?
Like comic relief?
Like a slanty-eyed vampire? Like, no. like a you. Was there
no.
an Alex vampire?
Gookie, okay.
Yeah, a Gookie. Not a Kookie.
No.
A Kookie Gookie.
Email our listeners. Email us in and let us know if there's.
Who's
an
your
Asian
favorite Asian
vampire?
That Alex is gonna. Alex will cosplay as your favorite Asian vampire.
Do I really even have to cosplay as him? I just have to come as myself.
No, you gotta cosplay. You have to sparkle, Alex.
I'm not fucking putting glitter on.
Okay.
Alex will put a glitter on all of his body and take pictures of whatever body
all
part
of
you
his
want to
body.
Glitter.
If you're willing to sleep with me, I will put glitter on my penis just so I can put it in your vagina. Thank you.
Even if you're a man.
Men don't have vaginas.
Some do.
Yeah.
All right, upcoming
games. My brother
games.
Thought that was funny.
Yeah, I heard him laughing.
Yeah, we heard him laughing.
So, Zenkiki no Rangleave. Again, I don't know how that's pronounced. I think that's supposed to come out today. That's the Wii game that's been in development since before the Wii came out. Red Steel 2 is coming out February 16th for Wii.
Oh, wow, that soon?
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
In a few days. Endless Ocean Blue World for Wii on the 22nd. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction for 360 PC on the 23rd. And Heavy Rain as well for the PS3 on the 23rd. Let's see. Gaming news. For Nintendo, we've got quite a few things about Miyamoto because he was in an interview recently. So apparently he made Pikmin for Japanese schoolgirls. He was quoted in saying, "Every once in a while you want to make something that high school girls can get into." So, now you know. Another one of his
Alex really would like to make one of those games for high school girls.
I saw that coming. I'm glad you said it.
I just want to say, high school girls, I love Pikmin. Thank you. I'm not creepy. No.
All right. So Miyamoto's idea for Mario Galaxy apparently came from hamsters. Hamster wheels, hamsters trapped in little plastic balls. So, now you know! Miyamoto is working on a new WiiMotion Plus title. So,
Wii Music 2, WiiMotion Plus.
Now you can conduct with super accuracy. They released the first Pokemon from Generation 5. His name is Zoroark.
Yes!
He's one of the legendary Pokemon. He's going to be on one of the covers of the games.
What does he look like?
He looks... He's got two forms. The little one, I don't remember what he's called, but Zoroark is like the final form, and he's basically...
an evolving legendary Pokemon?
Yeah, they've had a few.
Shut up. I don't keep up with the Pokemon.
So, like, in his big form, he's kind of like a... He kind of looks like Lucario, except black, with more fur.
They really... After they ran out of real-life animals to base Pokemon off of, they've just gotten so stupid. There's, like, he's like a guy, but he...
Monstermon. He's a monster who's a Pokemon. So let's see. For Sony, let's see. They recently said that an FF7 remake is looking less likely.
Dang it. One of my favorite games.
Pulled up somewhere. So let's see. Who said what? Yoshinori Kitase, I don't know how to pronounce that. He said, the issue is related to whether a Final Fantasy VII remake will happen or not. It is very hard to make games on the PlayStation 3 in the same style as the games in that era had. Making graphics will take enormous time. So, that's what he said about that.
Who wants a remake of that stupid game?
Doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, I know.
That game sucks.
I mean, the game hasn't really done that well either. I think its popularity has dropped.
FF7?
I think its popularity has dropped quite a bit in the past couple
of years.
Everyone's
favorite. I was reading this list that I found on Kotaku of they linked to it. It was like the 10 games that have aged well from last generation, and Final Fantasy VII was one of the games on the list.
It hasn't really. Has anybody played it recently?
The other one was Metal Gear Solid. No PS1 game has aged well, because that was the worst system.
Okay, Symphony of the Night has aged really well.
Yeah, oh, that was on there too. Yeah, that has aged all right. But actually, the remake of that looks way better.
But I mean, it's still, like, I could play the original on computer or on PlayStation,
yeah,
and it's great.
But the problem with the PlayStation is it had such bad resolution, and 3D games looked like crap. Like, Metal Gear Solid, if you go back and try to play that, it is almost, like, visually...
It's hard to interpret
what's on screen.
Yeah.
Dun, it's like
dun,
a blob.
Dun, 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 dun.
But 7 hasn't... Because 7 didn't really make much sense.
No, 7's a terrible game. 7 is a terrible game for retards. And Japanese
Well, we've
people.
Got one person who hates JRPGs and one person who hates Final Fantasy in particular, so...
No,
I don't know if...
I don't like 7. Or no. I don't think 7 is bad. I think it's overrated. I think Ocarina of Time sucks. But I think 7's... I think 7's okay.
Alex.
Hey,
7 is a way worse game than Ocarina of Time, because at least Ocarina of Time laid the groundwork for some of the greatest games ever. Final Fantasy 7 laid the groundwork
for Final Fantasy 8.
I'll
give you that. Because 7 borrowed heavily from previous games. Like it borrowed heavily from 6. And actually took away a lot of the, like, the specific roles of certain characters.
That's what I didn't like when they made the characters so... When they gave
Not
them actual character.
Oriented.
Yeah, the class
Well, they're
oriented.
Very one-dimensional. Yeah, all the characters... You could pick any character you want, but you like the characters based on how they look pretty much.
That's why I like Final Fantasy Tactics so much, is because you can change the classes of all your characters and build armies and stuff. Like, that's fun.
I love Tactics.
Tactics is the best Final Fantasy game.
It's pretty fun.
Once they made it so every character, like, is their own class, and that's when I started to lose interest.
Sorry. Let's see. Sony says... Oh, excuse me. Sony says that when THQ used the term ARC for the PS1s, that doesn't mean anything. They're saying it's still a prototype name, so we still don't know what it's going to be called. Sony is going to start losing less money on the PS3s. So it's estimated by 2011 they're going to actually start making money on the system.
Wow, great job.
Yeah, congrats.
How many years after the system's come out?
4 years.
When did it come out? It's 2006?
Oh, no, so yeah. 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they were...
good job, guys.
So I guess there's... Yeah, well, I mean, they dropped the price to... Was it 400 now or 300?
300.
300.
So.
Yep.
Although, I mean, they beat the blue... They won the Blu-ray contest, yeah. But I don't know if that's going to mean anything.
Sure.
And I don't know if that's going to mean anything until, like, two years from
now.
No,
it's going to mean...
Well,
it's going to mean something
hurt.
For about 5 more years until
they come out with Super Blu-rays.
No, until digital distribution is everything. Which
true.
Will happen soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you have 60 gigs on one disc. That's a pretty good deal.
No, Blu-rays are great. I buy lots of Blu-rays, especially
movies.
No,
I'm just saying, like, it's... I think until, like, we get bigger hard drives, you know, Blu-rays are going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, and we will get bigger hard drives.
I mean, we already have huge hard drives. We're talking about terabyte higher... You can buy a terabyte external for... $150 to $200.
Yeah, but I mean, 60 gigs is quite a bit of space.
It's... I think hard drive spaces were... Well, when DVDs came out, it was a really big deal. 4 gigabytes of disk space. Because you had hard drives that were 20 gigs. At that time. Like, having a burnable DVD.
So let's see, Matt, you said 5 years?
No, probably not that soon. I mean, that's when we're really going to start seeing changes. But, I mean, already with Netflix streaming, you're already seeing movies going down that road.
Yeah,
that's true.
All
it's
you need
even,
is high-def streaming. And then with On Live, which a bunch of people at my work are in the beta for that, have already said that works amazingly well. So cool. You're going to start seeing PC games go down that road, too. So, I mean, maybe 5 years at the soonest.
Yeah, we'll see.
Do they say that really, like, does it work really well?
Yes.
On Live?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are they using it for movies or for games?
No, OnLive is for games.
For games.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and they're cool. And just, I mean, think of the applications. You can
definitely.
Have a crappy netbook. As long as it can stream video,
you'll have
you
a very
play,
great game.
You can play
game.
Crysis
yeah.
on it at
yeah.
full resolution.
Yeah.
You don't even
I don't
have
know.
To,
we'll see.
You don't necessarily set the resolution. It's automatically set, right?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, you could even technically play games like that on your phone eventually.
Crysis on the iPhone, confirmed.
Yep,
well,
confirmed.
It'll beat out, it'll even compete against probably the 360 and the PS3.
You can even play Crysis on the iPad. How exciting will that be?
Just think about this. You can play Crysis on your Kindle. You're going to be able to play it on your iPod. You're going to be able to play it on your CD player. On the cassette.
On your boombox?
On your boombox, just pop it in.
Right.
Load up Crysis, and you're on your way.
On your medical books?
Yeah. On your legal pads?
Alright. Sweet. I'm looking forward to it. Alright, so let's go over Microsoft. They announced recently that they are discontinuing Xbox Live service for the original Xbox. The reason they gave us behind that is because they're going to do a future update for the 360 Xbox Live service that's incompatible with the original Xbox Live service. So, nobody knows what that is yet, but that's the reasoning behind it. And so then Bungie came out and said that they're going to do like this big farewell kind of online party for Halo 2. Oh, by the way, that's happening on April 15th.
Yeah, they said that, and then Microsoft went, oh, well, you can't do that because we're taking all DLC off. So,
and you need DLC to play Halo 2 online.
Yeah, so this is the retarded part of this. I mean, eventually we all knew that the Xbox One servers would go offline. Like, that's not a big surprise. But the biggest surprise is that it happened this soon, and also that...
well, how long has it been?
Since the original Xbox?
When did,
9 years.
Well, that's pretty long, I'd say.
Yeah, but Xbox Live didn't really hit its full swing until probably like 2004. It's still... I mean...
Yeah.
2005 is when Halo 2 came out, right? It's been 5 years since that game.
Sounds right.
But still, I mean, it happened kind of out of nowhere, I guess. But also, the thing is, is that they are, before Xbox Live even goes off, they're taking out the ability to play your download DLC. So essentially,
right,
things that you have paid for, you can't use because they require Xbox Live authentication.
Yeah.
So you paid to use them for a while, and now Microsoft's not going to let you use them anymore.
Right.
Why don't they just shut it down the day of Halo 2, or the day of...
Maybe because they need it down in order to continue developing this new thing that they're doing. I don't know.
I mean, I figure you could keep on developing for it and just take it down.
I don't know, Alex. Nobody knows.
I know, but I don't want to say.
Oh, okay. Well. So let's see. Molyneux said that the Natal is going to revolutionize gaming.
Can he shut up for 5 seconds?
Revolutionize computing.
So. Molyneux said that his game is going to... You're not going to have to eat anymore.
Molyneux
just play video games.
Molyneux said he created the Matrix.
Just confirm, Molyneux said he created himself. He's not real. He's been tricking us the whole time.
Molyneux is the architect.
Yeah, exactly. Ergo.
Why doesn't Molyneux explain why it's not being applied for, like, computers rather than why it's being applied for a video game system? I don't know.
It's too revolutionary for computers, okay?
Larger user base. Computers. Larger user base.
Better user base. Video game players. And they also use computers. So.
Yeah, but you're only talking about a small
population.
Double
wishes.
Small population of people.
Better population of people.
No, okay. No. Let's finish this. Come on.
All right. Alright, BioWare is not going to make a patch to fix the tiny text on standard def TVs in Mass Effect 2.
Even on high def TVs, it's tiny.
Really?
Nick has a huge TV, and some of the text is still pretty hard to read.
I have a standard def TV, so I'm not looking forward to not being able to read anything.
Yeah.
The fourth platform for Sonic 4 is going to be the iPhone/iTouch/iPad. So I guess that's
a game that
platforms.
Nobody cares about except for stupid people who think Sonic is still a good idea.
Sonic is still a good idea.
Nope.
Assassin's Creed
3
is
going to
take place in Rome. There is a trademark that was filed for Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Deus
Ex. Deus Ex. It was placed by Square Enix Europe. So maybe that's Deus Ex 3 or prequel. But
yeah, too bad the second one sucked.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I mean, it's alright. Mediocre.
Well, like, the computer version was so buggy you couldn't even fucking play it.
Well, I like cyberpunk things, so I'll give it a try. Netflix is now in full 1080p and 5.1 surround sound. So
wow.
That's good news for people who have super expensive TV stereo setups.
Yep.
And Netflix.
Who's
alright.
Wait, back to Cyberpunk for a second. Who's your favorite Cyberpunk band?
Who's my favorite Cyberpunk band?
Yeah.
You mean like a techno band?
No, like Cyberpunk. Like, you like the Ramones? The Cyber Ramones?
jeez. I do like the Mums. They're good. I can't say I've heard of the Cyber Mums though.
Let's go to the main topic.
Main topic is going to be race and video games.
It's in honor of Black History Month, one of my favorite months.
Yeah, so not race as in, like, you know, I'm winning the race. Race as in, like.
Well, no, it is. Alex. It is because black people are good at running, as we have seen. Running from the law, running from. Just persecution. They've
okay, so Black History Month. Let's think of some black video game characters first. Obviously,
hold on. Can I tell a joke? I told my joke on the last podcast, but this is my other joke. I've only made up two jokes, and I told the last one, but here's another one. What would you call Arnold Schwarzenegger if he was black?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jamal Schwarzenegger.
But don't.
And there you go. That's my Black History Month joke.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
So, first one that comes to my mind is Afro Guy from Final Fantasy XIII. because he's got a little chocobo in his hat or in his hair, and that to me is awesome.
That's what black people are about. See, Japan still thinks all black people have animals living in their hair, because they're really behind on the times. That was a thing like 50 years ago, but not anymore.
Apparently, Japan's view on blacks are from blaxploitation movies.
No, they totally are. I mean, the only two black characters in Final Fantasy have been that guy and Barrett. One is Mr. T, and the other one is straight out of a blaxploitation film.
The other one is pretty much Shaft.
Yeah. Like they,
Shaft!
They are, they're not too damn black people.
Watch your mouth.
But we were talking
about... Just talk about Shaft.
My favorite black character, Dr. Eli Vance from Half-Life 2. He's just a great character. He's probably my favorite character in that game. He's so realistic.
Has Morgan Freeman been in a game? Is he in, like, a Batman
No, Dr. Eli Vance is pretty much like Morgan Freeman's more nice old man characters.
Oh, yeah?
Except he's cooler, and I wish Eli Vance was my black grandpa.
And he's voiced by, he's voiced by a great actor who's been in, Big Fish. He did Sports Night, I think.
Oh, Queen Latifah.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Sometimes you hear a little Star Jones, but...
Yes. But, we were just talking about... I had an interesting question for... You guys may not have picked this up from his voice. Alex is Asian. Korean, to be...
I do have a small penis.
Korean, to be specific. And my question...
characteristic.
I was reading this on one of the forums I go to about how Asian people are just completely... They don't exist in Western fantasy, pretty much, unless it's about
Asian. They don't exist in their own fantasy, though.
No, well, that's not true. They don't. They might not look Asian, but they're Asian. They're drawn to Asian.
It's a little tough, I mean, because... Like, Final Fantasies are really...
Anyway! Okay. My whole point was, some people were saying that they're Asian, but when they imagine themselves, like, in video games or something, they'd always be white people. Like, if they imagine themselves in fantasies in their head, they'd be white.
So, Alex, when you imagine yourself as, you know, savior of Earth, do you imagine yourself as a white person?
Sort of. I think... Well, let's put it this way. If there was a list of characters that you could pick and you can change the races of them, and Asian wasn't the choice, my default choice would be white. Hmm. And I would easily choose white.
Interesting.
You know, it's a little bit of a... Well, whites in media is much more popular than any other race, right? Whites in American media is more popular than any other race.
But it makes sense. I mean, as racist as it is...
I don't know if it's racist. It's just it's just something I'm used to.
There's an undercurrent of racism, but it's because there's mostly white people in this country, so it makes sense. But still, things like the movie Last Airbender, Avatar: Last Airbender,
that
like, no Asians were cast in the movie, which is weird. Yeah, cause the movie
everyone's the wrong color.
Yeah.
I mean, Katara and her brother, I forget his name, and even Aang, like they're all white. And then, so, I guess Aang is supposed to be white, but Katara and her brother are, you know, they've got some...
Aang is not supposed to be white, he's clearly like a Tibetan monk.
Right, but he's not, like, I don't know. But Prince Dooku is basically, like, I'm not sure, maybe Asian or, like, some Middle Eastern country, and he's supposed to be white, while everyone else is supposed to be not white.
Well, I mean, the funniest one is, I think, like, The Simpsons, because...
The Simpsons are yellow.
No, they're yellow, but the Asian guys are actually whiter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Asian guys are more close to, like, an Asian's actual skin tone.
Nice.
It's sort of funny. Although, Family Guy uses pretty much the same... Family Guy's pretty close, too.
No, Family Guy's... Everyone's pink.
No, everybody's pink, but then, like, Trisha Takanawa is a little bit whiter.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a fairer skin, which does...
I mean, that fits.
That fits, yeah. But, I mean, even Japanese games uses... Like, they have a lot of Western-looking characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for crying out, The Legend of Zelda.
My friend had an interesting theory about that once. I think he said something like, you know, after World War II, basically, like, the traditional way of Japanese thinking was gone about, like, you know, the group and, you know, that kind of community. So they kind of went towards a more American way of thinking about the individual. And because of that, and because it was American, like, they started making, you know, not Japanese characters.
I can understand. Yeah. I can understand that. I mean, they were intensely, the Japanese were intensely loyal, intensely nationalistic before World War II and during World War II and after the war.
They still are.
Well, they still are, but they've done more to assimilate with Western cultures, sort of to beat them at their own game.
They take our culture, but they're still like, especially older Japanese people don't like outsiders at all.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I mean, who can blame them? They got nuked.
Twice.
By us.
Twice.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a little bit off topic, but you look at companies like Toyota. Hopefully you don't have a Prius because your brakes are going to die and you're going to crash into the wall.
That's only a 2010 Prius.
Okay, shut up. But, I'm kidding. You're still going to
die. Don't shut up, Matt.
I have a Corolla, so I like my Toyotas.
I have a Volvo.
Shut up.
But I mean, so Toyota is a Japanese company, and it's become very much Americanized to the point mm-hmm. where
pickup trucks.
Well, people, the company actually gives Americans jobs. There's American they have American factories.
Yeah,
and people have this liking to the Toyota brand. They don't think of it as a foreign country anymore. They think of it as Toyota is a company. You know, they have good cars. They're in America. They're almost American. And I've read places where the Japanese sort of try to beat America in their own game in the past several years to become economically powerful, to become mm-hmm. where they are, especially after World War II. Mm-hmm. So maybe this really is part of it, having yeah. characters look like it. But it's a little bit disturbing, especially when you see something like Evangelion is like a really good example.
Yeah.
Because Asuka is German.
Yeah.
Rei is supposed to be Japanese, I guess.
Everyone except
everybody
for Asuka
else
is
yeah.
Japanese.
But they don't really look very
well,
Japanese.
Well, I mean in any anime. I mean the only like Japanese looking characters are usually like old people, like old short grandmas or something.
Well, yeah, more about like Naruto is sort of, cuz Naruto is taking place more of
It
has more of an Eastern, especially, but except for Naruto himself, though.
I think that's mostly because of the dress.
Yeah, but even, like, the main protagonist, Naruto, looks the least Asian out of everybody else. Right? He wears an orange jumpsuit, and he has blonde hair.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Sasuke looks pretty Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Dark hair, sort of broody. Like the guy who shot up Virginia Tech.
Oh. Too soon.
Too soon.
Okay. You know what?
Too soon.
But I was thinking, is that, you know, Alex, you're Asian. That's great. We're all happy for you.
Hey.
I, however, I'm half Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
I find my race that I identify so deeply with, so proud of my culture. I mean, burritos, you got burros. Just, you know, all the great things.
Churros.
We have churros.
Mm-hmm.
They're only $6 at Disneyland, and that's a bargain.
That's expensive, man.
No, they're actually $3, which is still ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Asians...
I mean, Matt, you got a whole game dedicated to you. I mean, you got Resident Evil 4. How much more can you ask for?
That's Spain.
But they're Mexican.
No, they're not Mexican.
But they're Mexicans from Spain. but I just want to say that both Asians and Mexicans have been... They've only appear pretty much in gang games. But also, Asians get to be ninjas. Mexicans don't have any cool... There's no Mexican
ninjas.
They get
ninjas. To wear sombreros.
Well, there's no...
In what games?
What are those guys? Even, like Sancho Panza's guys. You're not...
Yeah. Even in Western games, there are usually no Mexicans. There'll be people wearing Mexican clothes, but they won't be Mexicans. Only
like No More Heroes has kind of like a Mexican luchadora theme.
But No More Heroes is sort of the exception to the rule, right? No More Heroes has a lot of weird things in it to begin with.
Yeah.
That's true.
And part of the appeal is that things are so out of place. And it's sort of sad that one of the things that's out of place is you have Asian and Mexican characters in the game.
One of my hard drives is making bad noises.
Yeah, you might want to hit it.
Might want to... All right, keep going. Sorry.
I mean, Asians, they're not represented a lot of stuff, but at least they have samurais and ninjas. And, like, even no matter what race of Asians you are, even
well,
those are Japanese
Matt,
people...
you just need to make some cool Mexican fighting thing.
But the whole thing is I don't care about Mexicans.
Oh, my God, I hear a fairy.
Okay.
Who's playing Zelda?
Nick is going to weigh out on this.
What? Nick's back?
No, I'm going to call him right now. He said to call him. All right. He's going to weigh in on this.
So I guess while we're waiting, Matt, I guess this would...
Shh, okay. Phone's ringing.
Should I ask the question or wait till afterwards?
Shh, wait.
Hello?
Nick?
Nick!
Hey!
Hey. You can't... Nobody can hear you. Or no, they can hear you. You can't hear them.
Put the microphone
on
up to
right now?
Yeah, you're on right now.
Okay, what are you guys talking about?
We're talking about race in video games. We were talking about it for Black History Month, but now we've started talking about Asians and Mexicans since we don't know any black people.
Wait, race in video games?
Yeah. We just want to know how you feel about, like, what races are underrepresented in video games, what you want to see more of, some more positive characters. Because I realize that actually there are a lot more positive black characters, or by positive I mean even neutral. Like, their whole thing is being black is an important part of their character.
Well, wait.
Just the fact that they're black and around.
Matt, because as much as that is, because there's always...
Hold on, Alex is talking. Oh, cool. One second, Nick.
Yeah. Because, what, Alex? Because for all the... There's really a lot of... There's a few or a good number of good black characters. And then there's Resident Evil 5 where all the bad characters are black.
All the bad characters are black because it takes place in Africa, though.
But then it's sort of...
But we want to shoot black people. That's the main part of that game.
Oh,
Resident Evil 5. Anyway...
Resident Evil 5 wasn't even all black. They threw in, like, some Italian men and some Asian men and a bunch of white people.
And a bunch of Saddams.
yeah, there were a lot of Saddams. There was even, like, Summer Fun Saddam. And he was wearing, like, a little Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, I know. And actually, I think the game suffered for that, because the characters that they did throw that weren't in blackface, that were the non-black characters, they only had, like, four character models.
Yeah.
So you'd see,
out.
I know. Anyway, so just real fast, what are your favorite minorities? and what?
I always play as the black guy in a video game when there's, like, a default character set as a black guy.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, when I create a character, usually, I don't know, it depends on if I want my character to be kind of an extension of myself and make the moral decisions that I would make, I usually make them sort of modeled after myself. But then I'll be either Asian or black if I'm just going to go crazy. But, you know, black people and Asian people, they just go crazy.
Yeah, I agree. And
that's not what I mean by that, but...
I'm usually the black guy, too, because I don't like white people. I assume they're taking our jobs.
the white hero in video games always looks like the stupidest character model.
I know, and I was talking about, you know how I kept getting annoyed at Nathan Drake in Uncharted? I realized there's nothing but white people in Uncharted, and that's probably why it annoyed me.
No, except for, what's his name, Tenzin or whatever? Tonto.
he was in that game, and he was a cool character, but yeah, he's barely in it. But, I mean, this is the whitest game ever made.
Yeah, that is a really white game. But, I mean, when you're in Nepal and stuff, most of those characters don't even have much development, and the head of their, like, little tribe is white. He's an old white man.
I know. See, white people taking over the world. Yeah. But yeah, we just want to get your input on what kind of Just what races. I mean, I'm real excited. More Eskimo games. I know there's some on the horizon that aren't depicting Eskimos as their traditional Eskimo activities.
You're forgetting about ice climbers.
Well, ice climbers, yeah, but they're doing... That's what real Eskimos do. They fight pterodactyls and stuff for eggplants. But...
Yeah.
I want to see some Eskimos maybe in the FBI, things like that.
Me too.
Anyway...
I mean, that would be a dream come true. Right now, I'm delivering a pizza for all the listeners. I'm trying to find this house.
Okay, Nick. Final statement on race and games. More races or less races?
Should it be more racist or more races?
Do you think more races? Like, do you think they should make up races? Like,
yeah, they should invent new races. I say, where are all of the I'm trying to think of a race.
Avatars.
Where are all the Scottish people? There are not a lot of Scots.
Scots aren't a race, though.
I want a black Scottish man in every video game now.
Okay. Closing statement from Nick. Black Scottish people. It's a new character from Final Fantasy.
Okay. I gotta go deliver a pizza. Bye, everybody.
Have fun. Wait, have lots of tips.
Bring us a pizza. Bring us a pizza.
Bye, Nick.
Oh, goddammit.
It's too late. It's too late.
Okay.
Okay. You know, there was just one other thing. When you mentioned earlier what race I would play as or what I think of as default, if I ever play Street Fighter 2, I would always pick Ryu as my, like, default character over Ken. And I think part of it has to do with, I associate myself more with the Asian character in that case. Like, if there was just Ken and Guile and everybody else, I would probably pick Guile as my default character. Even if there was Ken, and Ken was basically the Ryu of Street Fighter, of that case. But
you know, it's weird. I never thought about this. There has never been a character in a video game that I identify with, like that I would see myself as.
Like, you don't see yourself as T-Hawk, and he's the most because he's fucking Native ridiculous. American. He's Native American.
Like, I don't even really care about my race. Like, I don't know the Mexican side of my family, so I have no like heritage. I don't care. But again, there's something ingrained in me from society. Blame it on society. I don't identify. I like.
Damn when, you, society!
If I'm picking a character, like from preset characters, I pick the black guy because I like black people. And I think black people just look
so
cooler
really
than white
like,
people.
You really like CJ from San Andreas?
Yeah.
Alright.
It's because, I don't know. Black people are better than white people. That's my opinion.
Adam, what about you? I mean, there aren't very many Jewish characters, right?
Yeah, that is true.
There's not very many Jewish accountants in...
Little do people know that Link is actually Jewish.
Fuck.
He's...
Fuck.
So he's all this time, Alex.
He is blonde. That's a lie.
Well, I mean, the thing about Link, though, is Link has, like... Link is based in Western fantasy idea. Right?
Yeah.
More or less.
But Link himself... looks in the past couple games, he does look have some Asian features.
I think Link looks a little like mixed.
He does look like, that's.
I kind of see where you're getting at with his eyes, but because
even
don't
with
really
Wind Waker,
with
even with Wind Waker and Tetra, they're not exactly white. I don't think of them.
Yeah.
Tetra
looked like Spanish or Italian or something. Like, a lot of the pirates in that game looked
but
very...
But then when she turns into Zelda, she's, like, pale.
Yeah, but even then, she has... Her eyes are sort of very more Asian-y in some ways.
Well, because it's the cat-like eyes. I mean, it's anime eyes.
No, yeah. Anime eyes are just big. They're not just cat-like. I mean, they are big cat-like eyes. Well, but the thing is, the fact that they're cat-like, the fact that they're a little bit slanted the way they are, they're not just round circles.
I mean, that's how you would draw... those kind of eyes in anime.
Like, I don't know. I thought that they did a good job in that game, though, of in Spirit Tracks, too, of making some of the characters look very Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
Actual pirates would be, I guess.
If you were to have a character create... if you guys were to use character creation, like, how much... would you really make the character look your race, or do you try doing making it as like white as possible or as black as possible?
See, Nick brought up a good point. If I want to put myself into the game, then I will try to make a character that looks like me. Like Saints Row actually did a pretty good job because since it was gangsters, it had a Mexican option.
Fairy.
But like a lot of other games don't have options like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm with Matt. If the character is supposed to be me, I'll make it look like me. And then, you know, maybe I'll go back and make some other characters. So, like, I guess an example would be Mii's. Mm-hmm. The first Mii I made, you know, was me. And then I just went and made a ton of different other characters.
Guys, I missed out on what you said because my brother pulled the headphones out of the jack.
Mii's. Sorry. I made Mii's.
Oh, my Mii looks exactly like me.
Yeah.
Do you think...
So that was my example.
Do you think most modern character creation software does a good job so that other races sort of can be represented? Do you know what I'm asking? I think because if you use the example of Mii's, Mii's are brilliant in that respect, right? Because you can pretty much do any race. You can have anybody look like anybody.
I think a lot of like looking like a race has to do with skin tone, and a lot of character creators don't really have a very wide range of skin tones.
I don't know if it's just skin tones, though, because I think...
It's not just skin tones. It's also... I think that's one of the primary like visual cues.
But I think some of the skin tones that they do are so... They give sometimes... I got the impression some games give way too many options, and you can't do... You really can't do anything with it because there's too many. And some games just don't have nearly enough. So you're given...
Right.
Three or four skin tones, and that's about it. And then you're given one type of eyes.
Yeah, like, I think the home avatars are pretty bad about that, if I remember correctly.
But that's why I was so impressed. That's why I was so impressed about, like, the Mii's, because I was... When you work at it maybe 10, 15 minutes, you can have it look like anybody.
Yeah, I think part of that, though, is because it's so abstracted. Well, say, like, the PS3 avatars are more realistic, so... You can tell the differences easier than you could with something that just has like eyes, nose.
Well,
and
I don't know, because I mean, like Guitar Hero World Tour, you can make your own character there also, and that's, you know, you should be able to change the shape of the eyes relatively simply. You know, it shouldn't be that hard, or they should have a custom palette of eyes and skin tone.
One of the other things is noses.
Yeah.
Most game only offers like pointier noses. That really only...
Need some big bulbousy noses.
Yeah, I have a bulbous... I have kind of a black man nose. I wish... like, that's why my Mii looks like me, because I
need,
it has,
like, Voldemort slit noses.
Well, they need more...
Mii's have those, too.
They need just more options of noses, rather than... I think it's best that if they mix a little bit of the two, right?
I think the best character creators are the ones that give you, like... a bunch of default choices, and then you can tweak them.
Yeah.
So, like Pete, the home avatars do this, but I think in that particular case, like, you have way too many options, and it's too hard to get anything down. But, like, you know, you can very slightly increase or decrease, like, size or width or, like, height on a face or something.
Yeah, Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. I was done.
Well, I was saying when I was... Before my headphones came unplugged, Saints Row 2 had probably the best character creator I've used in a game. And I'm really excited for All Points Bulletin. That one looks really good, too.
The Sims is pretty good as well.
Yeah,
Sims is good, but it's very stylized. Saints Row is kind of stylized, but more realistic, I guess. But what I've done in Saints Row is I have made more people of more races than any other game. Like, I made one of mine and Nick's first creations in Saints Row was Ghetto Gandhi. And, like, it looked like you could make a guy look like Gandhi. Indian people... They're hardly in any games. Like, most games, if they give you preset options, you're black, white, or Asian. Yeah. Like, this game actually, the way you can morph the face, you can make someone look Indian, you can make someone look, you know, like any race. And I thought that's really cool because, like me, everyone wants to join a gang. They're a little too afraid of the gang initiations. so I want to live that life through my Xbox.
Would you guys want games that... maybe represented more races? I mean, when we think of Mario, you know, it's the Italian plumber. If there was a game that actually had as its main character a non-stereotypic Mexican guy, for instance.
Yeah. I think that would be cool. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, is it going to happen?
I mean, I don't really pay attention.
But I mean,
race.
Do you think that it could bring something to the story, for instance, to the story of a game?
Sure,
especially
yeah,
now,
because sure
they're pushing so
it.
Much for stories in games.
Yeah, so, like, I think a good example is, you know, like, the GTA games.
Yeah.
So, like, GTA 4, where is he from?
He's from Russia. He's from somewhere in Eastern Europe.
More than, like, Soviet blocks?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that heavily played on,
but then,
like, his culture.
Look at San Andreas, which a lot of people didn't like because you played a black guy, and people said they didn't identify with black people.
Really? Like, did people say that?
Yeah. It's like, okay, so you identify with the Eastern European guy, because clearly you're from Eastern Europe. And,
but what about, like, let's think of, like, a game, a high-concept game, or low-concept, depending on how you think of it. Like, if you could play a luchador, that pretty much, you know, a luchador mercenary.
A Nacho Libre video game.
But that's
game.
The thing, is that a luchador is such a, like, a, those don't really exist. I mean, those exist, but...
No, but...
And that's pretty stereotypical.
No, it's very stereotypical, but let's put it in a context like Mario, right? You have this luchador hero that uses his guitar, and he uses his guitar as his main weapon.
Or what about just...
Something like Bayonetta, except it's a luchador.
Yeah. Or what about just, like,
that'd be pretty
a
cool.
regular... Or even extending past games, but movies, too, like... How many movies do you see where, like, an Asian guy or a Mexican guy isn't defined by their race at all?
Well, there's very few. There's, you know, I was sort of looking through comic books to see how many Asian protagonists there were. Like, very popular ones. Like, Shang-Chi is probably one of them. But he's heavily Asian.
Wait, were you looking through American
comics? American comics. Like, Marvel comics.
Well, that's... That's gonna skew.
It's gonna skew it, but then
the results.
Well, I mean, I was actually surprised. There was one character. I don't know if any of you heard of, like, Agents of Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in, like, the '50s, but then they're redoing. Like, they've been re-released very recently, and like the leader of the Agents of Atlas, the guy's name is Jimmy Woo, and he was in S.H.I.E.L.D. and he's not, like,
Chinatown Wars.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
So, at least Rockstar is actually trying to do multi-race games.
Yeah.
Every race has criminals.
Well, every race has some sort of mafia, right? Some sort of hidden mob.
But what's sad is that's actually probably the most positive portrayal of some races.
Have there been any Native American video games?
Yes, Gun. In Gun, your character is Native American.
Really?
Yep, and you don't learn that till halfway through the game. You found out you were adopted by your dad.
Holy crap. Mind explosion.
That's cool. It's a Western game set, and the Native Americans, like, are completely... I mean, they're pretty Native American, like...
I got a perfect example.
Engine-y. Yeah.
Power Rangers. There's tons of Power Ranger video games, and they're all different races.
Yeah, Power Rangers did that really well.
Well, I mean, there were some stereotypes.
The fact that
Yellow Rangers, Asian.
Except for the fact,
you know, the Yellow Ranger,
Black
the Black
Rangers,
Ranger,
Black.
Red Ranger.
That was really racist, but the fact that they didn't draw any attention to it outside of that, it was just like they were a group of friends that were...
The White Ranger.
And it didn't feel forced.
However, the Gold Ranger wasn't gold.
Well,
Yeah, and the Blue Ranger wasn't an Avatar.
Well, the Pink Ranger was a bimbo.
Yeah.
Although she was hot.
Yeah,
and the Red Ranger is fat and wears a Bluetooth now. I saw a picture of him, and he's a D-bag.
And the Red Ranger is done
porn.
He's gay porn.
No, that wasn't him.
Oh.
No, it wasn't the Red Ranger.
So disappointing. I thought he had a future.
I know. The original Red Ranger is actually, like, a martial artist for real, but he's also just a guy who wears a Bluetooth and talks at places.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I don't know what else we can cover with this. I wish there were more games that, you know, just portrayed my favorite races. like, 'cause we all have favorites.
Well, do you think video games...
Puerto
Rican. Video game companies don't do it normally because they think the audience wouldn't get it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why. That's why they cast Avatar with all white people, because they'd be like, well, white people don't want to see Asian people. Is that true? I mean, I was even reading about more disturbing things that, like, cross-racial romances still are not taken
by
audiences.
It's still illegal in Mississippi, so...
Yeah, like black people and white people, that's pretty over with, that's pretty accepted. Like, that's in a lot of movies, but... For instance, Asians and white people.
Holy crap!
Asian lady with white man. That's,
oh my God.
That's acceptable. However, have you ever seen a movie where the Asian man gets a white lady?
Have you ever seen...
Never happens.
You want to know something? There's something... I have a theory on Asian men are probably the most screwed out of that situation. I have never met...
Is this from experience?
This is from experience. I've never met an Asian... Well... I know one Asian guy that's going out with a white girl. But I know several Asian women that are either married or currently going out with white men. Mm. And it's sort of like the white man is taking all of our women.
Damn white man.
And it's making me... what pisses me off the most is... Like, I drive down the street on a college campus... And I see a hot Asian woman with the dorkiest white man. And I think to myself...
Because he's good at computer science.
No. But you gotta be ridiculous. You gotta be fucking kidding me. That's not because of that.
Don't
it's
be
because
ridiculous.
That man probably has a bigger dick than I do.
Aw.
That's
probably... That's not the reason. Come on.
It's because people are, brought up, especially people who aren't white, are brought up to see white people as powerful and rich.
Yes.
So sure. Fucking Asian
and that's why.
Women
and
are
Jewish
just...
people in particular. Yeah. So they're rich and powerful.
So Asian women are just fucking shallow. Are we going on the record for that, Matt? Are we saying on
I would
the record?
Take I would take off the Asian part of that.
Women.
I'd actually
well, I
take off.
Are...
I'd have to take off. Just put.
Okay. Well.
Everyone.
To be honest, there have been some studies done on this, and women do. Men are attracted to beauty. Men are attracted physical, like to the physical aspects of women.
Well, gee,
and
that
women
was
are attracted. Huh?
That was hard to find out.
No, but women are more attracted to affluence. They don't really care. They care less about the physical attraction, more about power and money.
See, Alex researches things like these, so he can,
yeah.
You know...
Well,
know
I was
there's
reading...
Been, there's been a psychology... There's a good psychology review, if anybody
conducted
wants
by
it.
You.
Not by me. It was a psychologist.
Yeah, Alex just went up to people and said, do you find me attractive? I'm poor and Asian. And they went, no. And then he's
now,
like,
do
yep.
Now, do you not like it because I'm poor or because I'm Asian?
Both.
Or both. What's
that
your average...
This was.
What... What average penis size do you find acceptable? Less than 3 inches? Less than 3 inches erect? But yeah, I mean it's like it's a fucking, you know, they take the Native Americans' land, they take the black man's lives.
They're taking our jobs.
Man's woman. they're taking the Mexicans' jobs, and they're taking the Asian man's woman.
On behalf of all white people, Alex, I apologize for...
You don't even fucking count. You're Jewish.
Yeah,
people
but
don't like
you. Know
you.
What? White people... Adam, you can have Mexican women.
I'm not white, apparently. Don't worry about it.
Well, no, Jews are their own race.
Yeah, but they're pretty much white.
Well, no. You go to the South, they hate fucking Jews. Apparently, you guys killed Jesus. It doesn't make much sense. I don't know
true.
What the hell.
Everyone knows Jews are genetically sneaky. That's a Eugene
with their
Merman.
Big with their big noses and the you know the yarmulkes, the hide
Isn't
stuff.
90% of teens think Jews are genetically sneaky.
Damn yarmulkes.
I just watched A Serious Man. That
one of my friends. We went to her birthday party this weekend, and I walk in to dinner, and the first thing she says to me is, "Adam, you look like you should have a yarmulke on." And I was just kind of taken aback. I'm like, okay. I don't know. It was weird. That's the
why
first
didn't you just
time
say,
anybody said anything. Like,
are you both your parents Jewish?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say, Hava Nagila?
Nagila Hava.
Like, you want me to carry you on your chair? Possibly break a dish?
And both of your parents are Korean,
right? She's
not
13, though. She's, in fact, older than 13, so that wouldn't have been quite appropriate.
She's
the
14.
The ceilings were really low, so...
Who cares? You just wanted her to cause... You want to cause brain damage to that shit.
Alex, both of your parents are Korean, right?
Because they're padded.
Alex.
Exactly. What?
Both of your parents are Korean?
Yeah, both my parents are Korean.
Gosh,
I'm probably the least Korean person you'll ever meet.
Yeah, I'm the only mixed race person. I feel so like such a minority over here.
We're all minorities.
Well, that brings up the other issue where like there are a lot of mixed people, like mulatto and
yeah,
so
of course.
Forth.
You know, half human, half gorilla. You know, yeah. you got some kind of
well, the Avadars
mixes in there.
Avadars. Yeah. But that's what makes it interesting that you would play more of a black character and you associate more as a black character.
It's just because Matt's a gangsta.
No, I just think black people look cool. Like I wish I was black.
You look like a black boy.
Well, get some skin surgery.
I mean,
is that why you want to be, what's his name's grandson?
I wish I had a black grandpa, Eli.
Morgan Freeman.
Like, from media, growing up, my hero was Will Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of The Fresh Prince.
he was in all my favorite movies and in my favorite TV show. He was
and
the coolest guy
raps.
Ever. I still want to be Will Smith. There you go.
He's a cool guy. He is a very cool guy. He's a very good guy. He's a very good man, too. I mean,
I know, but he's always the cool guy in the movies.
He is. It's true.
And that's where I learned everything from. Movies, that's why I don't know what Asian people are. Until I met Alex, I thought all Asian people spoke broken English and threw ninja stars at everything instead of solving their problems.
Haro, my name is... He's a Arexa. Thank you very much. I used to do a better Asian impression.
That's fantastic, Alex. Thank you.
But there is no... Well, Jackie Chan is pretty much... Right, and Jet Li. Mm-hmm. And apparently we can fly through the sky.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you get.
That's what we get.
Well, okay, all I get is stupid George Lopez.
Well, no. I would rather
Carlos Mencia.
No, actually, Edward James
Olmos.
He's
Hungarian.
He's pretty cool.
Wait, Carlos Mencia.
Carlos
Mencia
is not Mexican. He's some sort of... Yeah, I think he's like Hungarian.
He's like half Puerto Rican and half Hungarian or something.
Huh.
But Edward James Olmos is Mexican, and he's awesome.
He's an awesome actor. There hasn't been...
But, I mean, you get sombreros and ponchos and donkeys.
I might as well buy a burro.
Yeah.
But we don't have... Asians don't have... I don't know of any real... strong Asian leads. I mean, Harold from Harold and Kumar is great.
Mm-hmm. And he was great in Star Trek, too. He was actually...
Yeah.
I hope he does more work, because he's really good.
But the reason for that is... The whole reason that role worked was because he was going against the stereotype.
Yeah.
That was why he pretty much got famous, because he was playing sort of the guy that everybody knew, the Asian guy everybody knew. And he was playing the lead, but that's never been seen in movies.
Yeah. About Rain, the Korean pop star?
Oh, God almighty.
He was in Speed Racer. He was really good in that movie.
I haven't seen Speed Racer.
Oh, nice. Speed Racer is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, see it now.
I've got it on Blu-ray.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
And Rain is really good in that movie.
I don't want to make it sound like Jackie Chan and Jet Li and you know, those like Bruce Lee. I don't want to make it seem like they were bad for Asians in media. I mean, they were, you know, they brought an awareness to society, but...
But that's become the face of Asians.
They created Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee.
After 30 years of it, you got to sort of move on beyond it, and you would hope that, like, Asian Americans would take the helm at some point. And
Kid 3 or 4 or 5
I think starting
or whichever
with,
one.
You have also, if you watch Community... Ken Jeong, who's in Community, and he was also in Knocked Up and The Hangover.
And he was in The Hangover.
Yeah, he is awesome, and
he's
definitely like a fixture in a lot of comedy things now. And totally,
I'm a little bit worried about the comedy thing because you have Margaret Cho was sort of
But she's terrible.
She was terrible, but she was there's the guy from Mad TV.
Oh, Bobby Lee.
Terrible
too. Ken Jeong was hilarious though.
Yeah, but I mean those Bobby Lee and Margaret Cho were pretty much brought Asians to comedy.
Yeah, but they were like lowbrow, like crappy comedy. Like Ken Jeong has been in a lot of good movies, and
he's pretty much. Hopefully, he'll become bigger.
Yeah,
it's just that it's taken quite a while. It's just more recently that the awareness of Asians has become more popular, I think.
Adam, do you watch Community?
Yeah,
Senior Chang is the best part.
Senior Chang,
he is so hilarious.
I don't know. I think I enjoy Abed and.
But Senior Chang, anytime he's on screen, is just...
Yeah.
Especially his...
He's a great character.
His I'll Never Die rap from the beginning of this... Yeah. After the break was so funny. Anyway, I think people should email us. We've gone on for a long time about this.
Yeah.
Email us.
All right, so, you know, today we put up episode 22, so we should have gotten some emails, right?
I mean, yeah.
You know, a few
hours. Oh, so you want to go to emails?
A few hours is enough time, if you want. I don't know. Do you guys want to talk about this more?
Yeah, let's... No, I think we're done here. Yeah. I think we can address it again when there are more people and if we get emails about it.
All right, so if anybody has anything to say to it, you know, just email us. So, let's
go WTpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. So Noah Harned, he emailed us last time. He gave us one of the theories about...
Well, he re-emailed that to us.
Right, but he sent us his New Year's resolution this time. So the only thing different about this email is, like, he added a few words. My New Year resolution is to care about what Nick has to say.
Aww.
Nick has a fan.
Oh, Nick does have something to say. He sent me a text a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
Let me, it says, I just got stiffed, so tell everyone my closing statement is always tip your delivery driver, because that delivery fee doesn't go to the driver. Always tip your delivery driver, guys.
Oh, man.
They live on
that
tips.
Sucks. All right, so Natty Harrison, yo, what up, podcast? At the end of podcast 22, there is some discussion about most erotic video game. My favorite is Knights of Xentar, where you X-E-N-T-A-R, I don't know. Where you play a knight who goes around raping women. But anyway, somebody says Duke Nukem 3D. Anybody? And the sound cuts. Such stunning editing techniques. Thank you. It really moves me the way the editor of this podcast portrayed the desolate gaming culture. They're always reaching out socially, but there is nary a reply to their cries for help. Truly, whoever edits this podcast is a man of subtle genius. Oh, that's me. Awesome. He gives reason and meaning to being a gamer in today's society. A revolutionary, some may describe him. I will stick by you and everything you stand for. The Zelda Working Title Podcast. With love and respect, your friend, Sirius Senskun?
This doesn't seem sarcastic at all. Thanks a lot. It's good to get some genuine praise. Yeah, Adam
apparently,
is a genius.
Apparently, I'm an editing genius.
You are an editing genius. You should pat yourself on the back, Adam. It's great that we're getting fan mail like this. Awesome. Thanks a lot, man. I hope you keep on listening.
Cool.
Wow, wait. Matt was giving a serious...
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Are you
this
sick?
This is the most sarcastic email of all time. So, I'm not going to get any kind of response to that.
I love monkey scent. Hey, another great podcast as always. You guys bring about a subtle...
This is the same person.
Subtle type of humor, not seen in many other podcasts. I feel that as I sit and listen to the dream that is your podcast, I can connect with you guys in a spiritual manner. I can almost feel your auras through the speakers. Well, anyway, so here's who I think is best on this show. Matt, you are definitely my favorite person. You bring together a great show and have the best humor. Nick, you come up in second place. I think you are a wonderful person in general. Next up is David. He's a silly guy, but often he has some sobering truths to reveal. Then there's Larry. What else is there to say? He's Larry. Second to last is Mathia. He has good intentions, but he needs to break out of his husk and take command. Last place is Kareem. I really just don't like Kareem. I think he should go out and get laid. Get a hot tongue shower on his shriveled little balls. Thanks again for making the best boating podcast on the net. Much love.
Okay, that ties in with Kareem, obviously a black man. Least favorite podcast is the black guy, so...
is that why we don't have any black people on this podcast?
Do you think anybody black listens to this podcast?
I don't know.
Probably.
If you're black, email us. Let us know.
Any black fans, definitely email us. I want to be you. In video games.
All right. Dean YD. No, go ahead.
In honor of Black History Month, we will honor you with a drink next time.
Mm-hmm.
Alex will honor you with a bottle of something.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Dean YD. Kevin Chubb's fireman here. That's actually not my name. It's actually an amalgamation of part of three of my friends' names.
We don't care!
Kevin is my 12-year-old friend's first name. Chubbs is a nickname of one of my Mexican friends, and Fireman is my other best friend's last name. Sorry to disappoint for not being an actual fireman. I just listened to Podcast 21, and it was interesting to hear all of the Zelda timeline discussion. I've only played Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, Four Swords, and Oracle of Ages, so now I feel like going back and playing OOT / Majora's Mask, etc. Anyways, since Valentine's Day is coming up, what do you think hotties plan on doing for it? Also, if you
no,
could
what
date
do
one...
you hotties plan on doing for it?
Wow, what do you hotties plan on doing for it? Wink. Also, if you could date one video game character, who would it be? I would have to choose Rosalina from Mario Galaxy because, well, have you seen her? Take care.
Okay, this is very interesting. What are you guys planning on doing for Valentine's Day?
Masturbating and crying in my sleep in the corner, being naked in the corner of my room in a fetal position.
So no different plans on Valentine's Day than your normal.
I don't know. All my friends are going home. I might bake some cakes or something.
That's gay.
Adam has like 80 friends that are girls, and
you know, Adam, why don't you help me out? You fucking some of your friends are hot Asian women. They're apparently fans of the podcast.
You know what? Move to Florida, and we can talk.
Look, all you need to do. Give them my phone number, and I'll creep them out and impress them.
Wait, creep them out and impress them?
Yep.
Alex could use an e-girlfriend.
Yeah, he could. That's true.
I could use a blowjob.
Haven't you seen those ads on Facebook that are like, single hotties in your area?
I'm not getting a goddamn virus because I'm going to download some shit of a...
Well, get a Mac and then click the link and you won't get a virus. And you'll get a hottie.
I should.
You'll download a single hottie to your computer. Just one single hottie.
Awesome.
Not two hotties.
Oh, no. Two would be too much.
So, Matt, how about you? What are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
I'm working on Valentine's Day.
That sucks.
Yeah, there's like no girls in my work.
What about that one black girl who got her weave wet?
Oh, yeah. I might get her weave wet.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's one really annoying girl who probably listens to this podcast because she's always talking about the internet, and I hate her, and if she would die on Valentine's Day, that would make my day.
Aww.
Speaking of Laura.
Is annoying and loud.
Oh.
Speaking of Laura.
When you work in a call center.
Was that it to your statement?
Yeah. When you work in a call center and everyone is talking, and you hear one person's shrieking loud voice over everyone when you're sitting, like, 20 yards away, eventually, after about a week, you want to shoot them in the face.
Matt, I love you! I want to have your babies!
No.
Kind of like that.
Well, Matt, you know that the person on her line is hanging up hoping to get a different person the next time they call the call center.
Hopefully. I hope she gets fired, so I don't have to hear her stupid voice anymore.
Aw.
And there's also this other guy who always talks about Star Trek Online to me, and he's all right. And
Captain's Log.
I don't know the names of pretty much anybody I work with.
Or just give them Lord of the Ring names. Like
there's
Bobo.
A lot of smelly people. Like just everyone smells generally. There are a lot of just greasy nerds.
Do they know what they're talking about or no?
You mean like in video games and stuff? What do you mean?
No, in terms of their jobs. Or are they just reading off a screen? Do they like really know how to troubleshoot something?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
But in terms of anything else, these are the nerds that know the least about pop culture I've ever met. Like, I referenced Avatar to someone, and they go, oh, yeah. Or, no, I referenced Jim Cameron or James Cameron, and some guy's like, oh, did he, like, direct Avatar or something? Like, oh, my God.
They're not even nerds, then.
I know. I don't get it.
Well, they're just lame.
Anti-nerds.
They're... What was it? Geeks, right? Is that what it is?
What's that word?
Is that what isn't there a distinction between a nerd, which is supposed to have some sort of semblance of knowledge of various nerd-like things?
I don't know. Wikipedia.
Okay. Anyway, last nerd. Last email or what game? What?
Oh yeah, what hotties?
Hold on. Nerd, a foolish or contemptible person who lacks social skill or is boringly studious. Let's see, geek. An unfashionable or socially inept person. Or a carnival performer.
Okay, so these are all carnival performers.
Alright.
Yeah, I work with a bunch of carnival performers.
Sweet.
Okay, yeah, so...
Is there a trapeze in the office?
Yeah. Okay. Several.
Okay. Alright, video game characters you'd like to date. I know you guys want to date Ash's mom. You
know, I was going to say that!
Want to do more than just date her. Yeah,
it's not really a date.
It's more of an Eiffel Tower.
But for reals.
Adam, you start.
Well, what do you mean for reals? This isn't a question. Video game characters, like... He did not ask.
Do you watch 30 Rock?
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, a few weeks ago, the guy who plays Harry in Spider-Man was, like, a special
James
actor.
Franco?
Yeah. And he was dating a Japanese pillow. I think her name was, like, Kimiko or something. So.
I haven't seen it, but I...
It was pretty good.
Sounds funny.
Video game character I would date.
Why would you want to date a video game character? That's creepy.
Because they're hot.
Yeah, but dating means you have to go out on dates with them.
You wouldn't want to go out with Alex Vance?
No, she lives in a post-apocalyptic crazy world.
No, just because she lives in a post-apocalyptic crazy world doesn't mean she is post-apocalyptic crazy.
So, would...
She's, like, pretty down-to-earth and cool.
Yeah, but... I don't know.
That's
I
what
guess,
I look
okay,
for
then
a woman.
Okay, then I choose...
Jinx.
Come on. Jinx.
Jinx.
No, I choose, let's see.
Daisy. The Mario series.
Are you serious, Adam?
No, I'm not serious. Toadette. There you go.
I choose a cat lady from Oblivion.
Nice.
Because... furry time.
Alex, you said Lara Croft before, right?
Well, no, wait. That's because it was the easiest to come up in my head. I was thinking Samus at one point. Because, number one...
But you would not be the man in that relationship.
You know what?
Alex totally would be fine with that.
I don't think it would be a problem. I think she would leave me alone.
If you guys have seen Firefly, Alex would be Wash.
Yeah.
Samus would be Zoe. It'd totally be that.
I think it would work. That would work out.
I don't know, but
that
Wash,
totally,
is, pretty,
that would,
Wash
yeah.
is pretty quick-witted and funny, and Alex is just kind of drone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's some things about Samus as a character that are really attractive. I mean, number one, she can kick anybody's ass, so I don't have to really do much.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, she's silent. She doesn't say anything. No whining.
So in this hypothetical situation, are they coming to our universe, or are we having to go into theirs?
They're coming... Well, either
that's,
or.
That's a good question.
Oh, that is a good...
Because I wouldn't really want to go
right.
into... Well, I guess space would be pretty cool. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Metro Prime 3 is a really cool universe.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I mean, I don't know if I would want to... Although I do love that... The Sky World?
Yeah.
The Metro Prime... That's. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a cool world to be in.
Ooh, Kazooie. She's
Ooh,
hot.
Ooh, Kazooie, yeah.
Who's Kazooie?
Oh, I'd go with Birdo.
Banjo and Kazooie. Oh,
Birdo.
One of the dead or alive characters.
No, I wouldn't go out with the dead
Bayonetta.
Or alive characters because they're fucking bimbos.
So?
the difference between just okay, the difference between just sleeping with somebody and actually having a relationship with somebody.
Oh, Alex, you're so sentimental.
See, this is why it's getting really creepy.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You're taking this so seriously.
Because you're gonna, well, you know, you're going to, you know, she's gonna be, Adam, how was your day? And you're gonna be like, it's all right. You know, you want to talk about art or something? And she's gonna be, oh my god, my boobs are so big.
And why is that a bad thing, Alex? Come on.
You're gonna have that every day. And she's like, I want to go shopping. And you're like, no. And she's like, I'm going to dropkick your ass. And you're going to be beaten up.
She doesn't need to go shopping. She doesn't wear clothes.
Wait, what about Sheik? Why don't you go out with Sheik?
Because that would be gay.
No, it wouldn't.
It would, because I don't know Sheik is a man or a girl.
Oh, so you wouldn't know she's really good at disguises?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a terrible topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be the worst.
Rosalina's a pretty good choice, though. Chubbs.
Yeah, except she's a mortal and like a...
She lives in a fucking
space
star.
Goddess? Like,
yeah, what
that's not a good choice at all. What do you have in common with Rosalina? I raised stars, baby stars, too, to form them into galaxies.
I've written a story. Weird. A sad story of my life. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. We've got one more, it looks like. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Matt, do you think we should even read this one?
No. Let's skip this one and just say the message of the email.
The message says, Happy birthday, Kenzia.
Happy birthday.
We're not saying who it's from because this guy's a jerk and he's like, hey, I don't listen to your podcast.
Yeah, so we're not like, wishing you a happy birthday.
He's wishing you a happy birthday. Yeah. We did, however, find out that Kenzia is a man. So.
Which kind of changes things.
Yeah. Kind of disappointing.
I had suspected it all along.
Had you?
Yep. If you listen to old podcasts, I say it. So.
You gotta list a specific
episode?
Check
up on iTunes. No, he does say it. He's like, what if Kenzia is a man?
Yeah. Well, I said it's probably a man. I said Kenzia kind of sounds like a girl name, so we all just assumed it was a girl.
Right. Nothing new on iTunes. Come on, guys.
Keep up the ratings.
Rate us. So, anything else?
No, that's it. Everyone, email us in your mm-hmm. race questions. Have you ever played the race card?
Speed Racer.
Have you ever played Speed Racist? Have you ever played cards with mm-hmm. People of different races?
Have you ever played Uno with anybody of a different race?
Uno is a pretty racy game. You know, it's got all those different colors in it.
You can
throw down some wild cards. The wild cards are black. So.
Well, black people are wild. One crazy
something,
black.
Something to think about there. So yeah, just email us in, whatever, just to talk, just to say hey, let us know how good we're doing, to respond to one of our topics, whatever.
Yeah.
So
only,
you can do that.
Only sincere emails that are congratulating us on jobs well done.
Yeah, exactly.
No sarcastic ones.
No sarcastic, you know, no angry, no mean, no funny, just, hey, I like your guys' podcast. Good job. You're the best ever. You're better than Zelda Universe.
Oh yeah, Zelda Universe, that's the worst podcast ever. That's one of the top. That's the worst thing. One of the worst creations man has ever created. So
well, there you go.
Did man. All right,
so you can do that by emailing us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to our forums, either tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. You can find us on Twitter by searching for Zelda WT Podcast. That's Zelda space WT space podcast. And our Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast. So, find us on any one of those locations and let us communicate with you. Oh, and iTunes as well. You know, comment, rate, say, hey, great job, 5-star.
Yep, 5-star ratings only.
We'll say, thank you, listener. And then we'll ask for some more stars.
And please send in fan mail, fan drawings.
Fan art.
Yeah, that's what the word I was looking for.
Art in the form of fan mail. Yep. So, I believe that brings us to the end of episode number 23. Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Adam, for being such a one of the greatest hosts of all time.
You're welcome.
Happy Valentine's
Day. And apparently
Day.
The best editor on the face of the earth.
One of the best editors on the planet.
Yeah. So, happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Thank my brother.
You know, oh, thank you, Matt's brother.
Alan.
Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Yeah. No problem.
We love you.
I love you guys more, except for in a really gay way.
It's so Valentine's-y in here. Man.
I know.
We're just let's end it with this fantastic mood. It
smells like cocks.
And it's ruined. Alright, guys, we'll see you hopefully next week. Hope you enjoy the latest episodes that are out today.
Oh,
see ya.
Fuck, my fart smells.
Smells like unicorn.
Kill me with his farts. Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
Say red leader so my brother can hear it.
Red leader, red leader, this is gold leader, come in.
Doesn't it sound like Star Wars?
Okay.
They came from behind.
No, do Porkins. Do Porkins.
What does he say?
I'm alright!
I'm alright!
Porkins, the fattest character in Star Wars.
Fattest character.
Like, he's so sweaty and uncomfortable looking.
How does he fit into the X-Wing?
He has a fat name, Porkins.
Seriously.
I know, and his name is Porkins. That's the best part.
I think he was. Oh, I looked him up once too. That was he had like.
His real name is Hamkins.